Mu'mineen, we are continuing Surah Maryam, the verse I recited as verse number 76. Have you seen him who disbelieves in our revelation and says, I shall surely be given wealth and children? This is about the non-believers at the time of Prophet, who never believed in prophets, prophethood, and did not believe in verses of Allah. And they were polytheists, and they were rich, you know, and they used to think that they're denying verses of Allah is good for them, and they will get more money and wealth and children down the line because of their this behavior. So they had a false behavior, false thinking, which was leading them to even disbelieve more, and they were very confident that this disbelief has helped them. They are not believing Allah has helped them, and they want to, they say that they'll get more from onwards because they disbelieved Allah's verses. This is the, that's how it is in the world nowadays. People don't want to deal with religion. They think that it's going to put them backwards, you know. And they just become totally material, you know. False thinking. Agar jaan phir se padhna padega kyun maine pehli bar chhod di.
Jo Allah bacha kar raha hai.
Hey.
Allah jo bacha kar raha hai.
وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى وَالْبَاقِيَاتِ الصَّالِحَاتِ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا. And Allah increases in guidance those who are guided aright, and the everlasting good deeds are better with your Lord in reward and better in return. See, this is very clear that who are guided, Allah guides them more. And what is best for us is our good deeds. We'll see that you know, if you are guided, Allah gives more blessings and guide us more. You see in the mosque, you know, young men who are following religion, you see in 5 to 10 years they become more, even more pious, you know. Same thing with Maulanas who are on a lower level. They go to Hoza, they study more and more, and they start writing books after books. And they have more and more taqwa, you know. So Allah, this is Allah's system, you know. If you do good, Allah helps us more. And what stays with us is our good deeds, Allah says, you know. Like what goes with us? When we die, our money is only good for kafan, right? And our children are good to just take us to the grave. What is there for us is our deeds. In our grave, in the barzakh, on the judgment day, the deeds are there. That's what Allah is talking about, that what stays good is your deeds. Afra ayat al-ladina kafru bi ayatina wa qala la utiyanna malam wa walada. Have you seen him who disbelieves our revelation and says, I shall surely be given wealth and children? Those were the people in the time of Prophet. They didn't believe in the prophets, prophethood, and they did not believe in verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were rich, you know, they had money and they had children. And that thing really betrayed them. This money betrayed them, and they thought that this, what they are doing, is right for them, that they don't believe in Allah's verses and they are rich, now they'll get even more, they thought. So they were in a false ideology, since they had money, that they'll get even more and everything's good for them. And they had in the side their own so-called gods who thought that they're going to help them. So Allah says, Attala ala ghaiba amittakhada عند الرحمن أحدا أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن أحدا. Has he guarded the unseen, or he has taken from the beneficence a promise? Allah says that has he been informed of unseen, or he has taken a promise from beneficence Rahman, from Allah, that he is going to get more and more. Because now he is in false ideology, that he disbelieves in Allah's verses. Now he is going to get more down the line. Allah says that he has seen unseen about it, or he has taken any promise from Rahman, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is going to get more. Allah says, Kalla, kalla sanaktubu ma yaqulu wa namuddu lahu min al-adabi madda. No, we will write down what he says, and we will prolong for him the chastisement. Allah says, never are you going to get this kind of money. And we are writing down what is saying. And we are going to increase his punishment. Now Mizan says beautifully that how Allah writes down. The way Allah writes down is this, that he has a false ideology that if I don't believe Allah, I don't believe in Allah's verses, I'm going to get more. So this disease in heart takes the shape. And it sinks in his heart, this disease so much. This is the writing down of Allah, that his false thinking gets deep into his heart. And Allah is going to punish him more because he's going to go on that way more and more. See, Allah in beginning says that if you are pious, Allah guides you more. But if you are defiant, Allah increases your punishment more and misguides you more. And we will inherit what he talks of, and he shall come unto us all alone. Allah says that what he is saying will be the inherit. We will inherit what he is saying. What he said? What he said that I'm going to get it more. Right? He said that. Right? He sinned. So Allah says, I'm the inheriting what he is saying. That means his sin has been there, we have recorded his sin, that Allah has inherited what he said. And Allah says, he'll come to us alone. So he sinned, Allah says, and he's going to come to me alone. We should be fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we say. We got to be very careful what kind of things we are saying from our tongue. We should not say anything which can be recorded and be counted against us, brother and sister. This tongue, it takes most of the guna, kabira are done, these major sins are done from our tongue. We should be careful what we say, you know, because it gets recorded. Further Allah says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزًّا. And they have taken guards beside Allah that they might be for them a glory. See what they did, you know. People used to take some different gods with Allah. All these polytheists, they believed in one God, but then they associated some other God with one God. They said that some angels are God who has the real God, and the jinnah, they took God, some prophets, holy men, they took God. So there are more gods to help them to get worldly things and maybe go to have more connection with the God. That's how they thought about it. And their thinking really destroyed them, because Allah doesn't accept any God but himself. But they thought that taking these gods is going to help them and going to give them more glory and respect in this world. You know, if you go to India, they are God of wealth, they are God of education. They think that if they worship this God of wealth, they'll be rich people, you know. There are those kind of things, attitude you'll see people. Allah says, سَنَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ دِدَّا. No, soon they shall deny their worship and become adversaries against them. And the judgment, what will happen? These gods, would they worship? They will become adversary against them. And they will deny that they had any kind of connection with them, and they will go against them. They'll go against them, because everybody on the judgment will be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody wants to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody will say monotheism on that day. Everybody will be monotheist on that day. So nobody wants to deal with any kind of polytheism on judgment day. So nobody will deal with you if you associate that you are my God. They will become adversary. They'll say, we have nothing to do with you, but they'll go against them, because everybody will be afraid of themselves on the judgment day. Nobody will be for anybody else, because everybody will be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salam says about this verse, at the day of resurrection, that is those were taken as a God instead of God will be their adversary on the day of resurrection. More so, they will dissociate themselves from them and from their worship till the day of resurrection. They say, we have nothing to do with you. Period. Alam tara anna arsalna li shayateena alal kafirina ta uzzuhum azza. Have you not seen? We send the Satans unto the disbelievers to incite them with an incitement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the kuffar, by sending more shaitan on them, so that they incite them more. Just like for the muttaqeen, for the pious, Allah gives them more guidance. Same way, who are kuffar, who are disbeliever, who are arrogant, Allah send more shaitan to them to excite them more, to become more defiant, you know. And those jinnat especially, you know, they worship jinnat, you know, and these jinnat, they even go against them. And they also incite them more, become their more enemy. فَلَا تَعَجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. So make no haste against them, for we but count out to them a number. Allah says to Prophet, that don't be haste against them, you know. We are just, we are counting out their number. Means Allah is counting their life. So, Imam Ali says, a person's breaths are his steps to his appointed time. Everything counted is diminishing, and everything expected is inevitable. Means, what Allah is counting is our breath. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says about this verse, is everything, even breaths. Allah counts our breaths. Brothers, our breaths are counted. And every day when we breathe, we are going towards grave. So when Allah says there, we are counting them, is counting our breaths. Our deaths, our breaths are documented with Allah. When we finish it, we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so blessed that we are breathing. We should thank Allah that we are breathing. So we should pray to Allah that He gives us a long life so we can do good deeds, you know. Because as long as we are living, our good deeds are being recorded. Our life is finished, there is no deeds left. So we should thank Allah. You know, sir, there are some people say, oh Allah, why am I still living? Why don't you take me away? Those are fools, you know. Pray to Allah to give you a long life so that we can have more good deeds. Because once your good deeds are there in hand, there will be always the same good deeds. When you go to grave, nothing can be added in that good deed. So we should always pray to Allah, give me a long life. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ وَفْدًا. On the day we muster the pious unto beneficent of honor. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. And we shall drive the sinners unto hell thirsty. So Allah says, so beautiful about pious people, and Allah talked about the people of fire. So Allah says, on the day we muster the pious unto the beneficent of honor. Subhanallah. He says, I'll gather pious with honor to the beneficent. Muttaqeen will go to beneficent, Rahman. And where is Rahman's throne is? It's near paradise. So all pious will go to paradise, inshallah, and be with Rahman. And Allah says about, and we shall drive sinners unto hell thirsty. You know, the judgment will be hot, you know, everybody will be thirsty anyway. And these sinners will be more thirsty, and when they go to hell, they won't get water, they'll get fire more. Ya Allah, Allah save us from fire. Allah save us from Jahannam, you know, these are the last days of Ramadan. Allah forgive us and save us from hellfire and count us among muttaqeen. So Prophet says about that wafda, O Ali, al-wafd is surely said about those who ride on a mount. These are they who are in fear of Allah Almighty and Glorious. He loved them and specialized them for Himself, and He was pleased with their deeds and named them the pious. May Allah make us those pious. That these pious will go on mount, you know, and they will go to heaven with this mount. Prophet ﷺ says, by God, they will not be gathered on the foot or taken a taking of captive. On the contrary, they will be brought on the camels from heaven, the likes of which no creature has ever seen. Their saddles will be made up of gold, and their reins of crystallite. They will sit on them until they knock on heaven's door. Subhanallah. The muttaqeen, when they come out of the grave, they will not walk. The camels will come from heaven. So unique camels, you know, there's so much with ornaments, and they will take them to the paradise. They'll knock to the door of the paradise. Subhanallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us those kind of mount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should always, when you hear those positive verses, those hopeful verses, we should just be part of it. That Allah give us. Allah is Wahhab, you know, Al-Wahhab. He'll give us, inshallah. So when this verse was revealed, Prophet said, "Oh Ali, they are your sincere followers, and you are their imams. Who are those who will be going? She and Ali will be there, who will be going on the mount, inshallah. They will go to them, inshallah, like this, because Prophet said, "Oh Ali, those are your sincere followers." The Prophet says about paradise, "Verily, in heaven, no eyes has seen, no ear has heard, and no heart has received." That's paradise, mashallah. No eyes has seen what we'll see, inshallah, in paradise. No ear has heard what we'll hear in paradise. And no heart has received what is there for us. About the paradise, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about to Imam Ali, "You are the first person who enters paradise." He says to Imam Ali, "O Messenger of Allah, do I enter even before you?" "Yes, for you are my standard in the hereafter, the same as you were my standard in the world, and the standard is always placed before." Subhanallah. Imam Ali will be the first one to enter paradise. And inshallah, we'll be Shia Nehdar Karra. We'll go inshallah on those mounts, inshallah. We should always be hopeful from Allah's rahmah. Imam Ali says, "There is no price for yourself, save paradise. Then do not sell yourself but for it." Don't sell us. We should sell cheaper than paradise for ourselves. And there are, and Prophet says, "Never will enter paradise but the one who is Muslim. Only a Muslim will enter paradise. Not non-Muslims. Muslim is the one who is obedient to Allah. That's Muslim. That's the definition of Muslim. Allah make us Muslim." And now there are some narrations about hellfire. Imam Ali says, "Avoid the fire whose heat is terrible, whose depth is far, whose ornament is iron." Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just imagine. Imam Ali again says, "Avoid the fire whose roar is forthcoming, whose flame is terrible, whose chastisement is fresh." Then Masum says, "By one in whose hand is my life, the people of hell will be so pressed in the fire as a nail is pressed in the wall." Ya Allah, that's how the people of hell will be in the fire. Ya Allah, Allah save us from fire. Now there is a last hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Paradise is enclosed by pains and difficulties, and hell is enclosed by lusts." You know, when I read this verse, I remember Bani Umayya and Bani Abbas and Ahl Bayt Tahirin. The lust what Bani Umayya had and Bani Abbas had, everybody knows. Their palaces, their glory, their drinking wine, they're having 2,000 and 4,000 maids singing, seeing dancing and music. Those Bani Abbas were famous for that. When Ahl Bayt Athar went to palace of Yazid, he was sitting on the throne with all those lust and desires, and he was drinking. There's the kind of lust he had. And those are the ones who will go to the hellfire, the deep hellfire. And the pains and the difficulties of Ahl Bayt, we see from the beginning of Prophet ﷺ says for himself that no prophet had difficulty in pain as I had difficulty. Imam Ali's life was full of pain and difficulty till the point when he was in Kufa and he was tortured by people. They never used to listen to him. He asked for his death. Imam Hassan ﷺ was tortured by his followers. And then finally he was poisoned to death. He struggled for three days. Imam Hussain alayhi salam difficulty, we cannot even describe those difficulties. The difficulties he had in Karbala with being thirsty and hungry with his children for 3 days, and finally being slaughtered, being thirsty. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.